And welcome to today's episode, where we delve into the latest developments across major tech entities, including Apple's strides in AI and user privacy, Google's revenue surge and cookie policy updates, Meta's fluctuating market dynamics, Microsoft's cybersecurity ventures, and the controversial landscape TikTok navigates amidst regulatory challenges. Stay tuned as we explore how these innovations and challenges are shaping the technology landscape. In the latest Apple news, the tech giant announced several important updates, emphasizing its commitment to AI technology and user privacy. 1. AI innovations and deployment. Apple has launched new open-source AI models as part of its endeavor to push ethical AI development. These models, designed to operate directly on devices, enhance both user privacy and functionality. Complementing these efforts, Apple also introduced CoreNet, a new library for training deep neural networks. Further embedding AI into their ecosystem, Apple revealed plans to incorporate on-device AI technologies in the upcoming iOS 18, which is expected to improve efficiency and privacy for future iPhone models. Additionally, analysts are closely observing Apple's strategy to introduce localized AI language models, aiming to compete with similar initiatives by other tech giants. 2. Product updates and setbacks. Despite setbacks such as the cancellation of the mini LED display in the upcoming 12.9-inch iPad Air and the dwindling demand for the anticipated Vision Pro headset, resulting in no new model release in 2025, Apple continues to innovate its product line. An update is expected in the iPad lineup during the Let Loose event scheduled for May 7th, despite the winding down of the Fine-Woven project and a new partnership with FIFA for Apple TV. Number 3. Customer service improvements and leadership changes. In response to glitches experienced by some users with iPhone trade-ins, Apple is taking steps to address and clarify these issues to enhance customer service. Moreover, the company bid farewell to Frank Casanova, a senior director with 36 years of service who significantly shaped Apple's market vision. 4. Conference highlights. At the Worldwide Developers Conference, WWDC 2023, Apple announced exciting new features for iOS 17 and disclosed the release date for new iPhone models, reinforcing its commitment to staying at the forefront of technology. Apple continues to advance its blend of innovative devices and proprietary software, significantly focusing on enhancing user privacy and advancing AI technologies. Through these initiatives, Apple not only enhances its product offerings, but also strengthens its position in the competitive tech industry. In recent Google news, Alphabet, the parent company of Google, announced a significant 15% increase in annual revenue, totaling $80.5 billion, largely fueled by Google's advertising profits. The company's stock value saw an impressive 12% rise in post-market trading and an additional 14% increase following the announcement of their earnings exceeding expectations and the introduction of their first-ever dividend. On the product and policy front, Google has delayed the phase-out of third-party cookies in Chrome browsers until 2025. This postponement is due to extensive discussions with industry stakeholders and regulatory agencies, including the UK's Competition and Markets Authority, CMA, as part of its Privacy Sandbox initiative aimed at balancing privacy with business needs. Moreover, Google is integrating Keep Reminders into tasks to boost productivity, and has confirmed that the upcoming Pixel tablet release will not be a sequel, but will support new accessories such as a pen and keyboard. In technological enhancements, Google Maps will soon receive an AI-driven update to assist users in discovering new locations. Updates to Android TV and Wear OS were also announced ahead of Google I/O 2024, demonstrating Google's commitment to enhancing user experience across platforms. Google has rectified an issue where device logs were erroneously removed from Google Drive and resolved a mislabeling error that falsely identified DMIT IP addresses as Chinese, which quickly restored service availability. Additionally, Google is promoting the Google Pixel 7 Pro at a reduced price of $500 for a limited time, alongside various discounts across its product range, indicating aggressive marketing tactics. Lastly, Google is furthering its investment in educational resources by offering free guides on AI, underscoring its dedication to leading in the fields of machine learning and artificial intelligence. In recent Meta news, the tech giant has experienced a turbulent period in the financial markets, with its stock suffering from a significant 15% drop. This decline was influenced by weak Q2 revenue guidance and resulted in a staggering $137 billion loss in market cap, exacerbated by heavy investments in AI technologies. Despite these financial challenges, Meta reported a 27% revenue increase, primarily driven by advertising billings, although future projections appear less optimistic due to the ongoing financial commitment to AI innovations. On the product front, Meta has made significant strides by launching several impressive initiatives. The Meta Quest 2 and Vive XR are gaining traction among VR enthusiasts, benefiting from promotional deals that boost their popularity. In AI, Meta introduced the open-source Llama 3 LLM, setting a new benchmark for innovation in the tech space. However, the AI assistant featured in products like the Ray-Ban Meta smart glasses has received mixed reviews, being perceived as entertaining but often unreliable for factual information. In the realm of social media and applications, CEO Mark Zuckerberg announced that the new Threads app has rapidly grown to over 150 million monthly active users. Additionally, WhatsApp has improved user security by supporting passkeys for iOS, allowing passwordless logins through biometrics or a passcode, enhancing the platform's safeguarding measures. Despite these advancements, Meta continues to face significant scrutiny and challenges. The European Union has initiated investigations concerning the company's practices around disinformation and political advertising. Furthermore, internal pressures and the ambition to lead innovations in AI, VR, and social media platforms have prompted varied responses from the market. Investors express concerns as Meta's strategic direction emphasizes long-term development, which has led to fluctuations in stock value despite surpassing first-quarter estimates. Stay tuned as we continue to monitor Meta's ambitious pursuits and the impacts of its strategic decisions on the tech landscape. In recent Microsoft news, the tech giant has displayed notable financial growth and strategic advancements across several sectors. In the realm of cybersecurity, Rubrik, supported by Microsoft, has successfully launched its IPO, achieving a valuation of $5.6 billion and raising $736 million, indicating strong market confidence. Microsoft has enhanced its project management tool Planner with features that improve collaboration and productivity, streamlining workflows effectively. Furthermore, for developers and consumers, Microsoft has introduced the Phi-3 family of small, high-performance AI language models designed to boost mobile computing experiences. On the regulatory front, the UK is scrutinizing Microsoft and Amazon's AI collaboration deals with startups, probing for potential breaches of merger regulations. This highlights increased monitoring of big tech's AI expansion. Windows 11 has seen new developments as advertisements have started appearing in users' start menus, receiving mixed feedback. To address concerns, Microsoft provides instructions for users to opt out, preserving user choice. In software improvement efforts, Microsoft has reduced the update size for Windows 10 by 21%, enhancing download and installation times, demonstrating its dedication to improving user experience. Similarly, Microsoft offers valuable resources and tools for software efficiency, such as guides on creating a table of contents in Word and alphabetizing data in Excel. In the cloud computing and AI sector, Microsoft reports significant growth, propelled by its entry into AI and the acquisition of Activision Blizzard. This move has strengthened its gaming segment and bolstered its cloud market presence, leading to a 17% revenue boost in the fiscal third quarter. In response to AI competition from companies like Meta and Alphabet, Microsoft has increased its AI investments, resulting in robust revenue and profit growth, consistently exceeding Wall Street expectations. Moreover, Microsoft has committed a substantial $1.7 billion to develop AI and cloud infrastructure in Indonesia, marking its largest investment in the region and affirming its dedication to global digital transformation. Stay tuned for continued updates on how Microsoft is shaping the technology landscape through innovation and strategic initiatives. In the latest roundup of Reddit happenings, a computer science student has ignited a discussion around the niche field of computer forensics, seeking advice on how to venture into this tech specialty. Reddit serves as an informative gateway for enthusiasts keen on exploring such advanced domains. Simultaneously, Reddit is engaging in multifaceted technical discussions, from the peculiarities of virtual reflections, igniting debates about digital identities, to exploring the challenges and solutions related to syncing states between dropdowns, positioning navbars, and implementing OAuth providers in React apps. Developers are finding these conversations to be rich in ideas and collaborative solutions. On a lighter note, Reddit users have been entertained with threads sharing tales of spectacular failures at simple tasks, providing laughter and some facepalm moments. Gaming threads, too, remain a vibrant part of the community's leisure activities, with users engaging in everything from building virtual cities on Minecraft to discussions around innovative gaming tactics. The community-driven side of Reddit also flourishes, with threads dedicated to discussions on various libraries and CSS approaches, enabling developers to share insights and help each other navigate the complexities of technological advancement. However, not all is smooth in the Reddit realm. The platform experienced a significant hiccup when a 502 bad gateway error caused a major outage affecting both web and mobile app users, though it was swiftly resolved as Reddit deployed a fix to restore functionality. In more serious discussions, the controversial gun detection software ShotSpotter is under scrutiny for privacy and consent concerns, as reports indicate it remains operational even post-contract expiry with cities. This issue raises broader questions about surveillance and rights in digital spaces. In terms of partnerships and innovation, Reddit is expanding its technological influence by licensing data to train language models and developing a browser extension that enhances or supplements user comments, marking significant strides in enhancing digital experiences. Lastly, in discussions that tread on more contentious territory, threads on the darker sides of the internet, like the dark web, are stirring debates on its merits and associated risks, showcasing the platform's role in addressing divisive and cautionary subjects. As a hub for innovation, learning, amusement, and topical discussions, Reddit continues to serve as a critical platform fostering global interactions as the digital world evolves rapidly. Stay tuned for continuous updates and in-depth discussions right here on the podcast. In Tesla news, the electric car giant faces a series of challenges and developments as it moves into the first quarter of 2024. Despite reporting a significant 55% drop in profits and a decline in revenues, Tesla has maintained substantial crypto assets, holding 11,509 bitcoins valued at over $745 million. In response to shifting market dynamics, Tesla has unveiled a new ride-sharing app feature to dive into robotaxi services, aiming to transform urban transportation. Meanwhile, the company's dependence on Elon Musk has been criticized, particularly following his decision to keep a controversial video on social media X, which an Australian senator claimed could incite terrorism. Tesla's internal operations have been turbulent. Three top executives, including the VP of Investor Relations, have recently resigned, and the company has laid off over 2,000 employees in Texas as part of a broader workforce reduction strategy. However, Tesla shares have risen due to accelerated plans for more affordable vehicle models and a robust new vehicle plan. On the legal front, Musk is contesting a court order in Australia related to the controversial video, accusing Australian leaders of censorship. Meanwhile, Tesla plans to tokenize the Cybertruck on Ethereum's blockchain and is considering licensing its full self-driving technology to another major automaker. The autopilot feature has faced intense scrutiny after numerous accidents, prompting investigations and raising concerns about its safety and effectiveness. Despite these issues, Musk continues to dominate global headlines, reinforcing his vision for an AI-powered fleet and pushing against restrictions amid a geopolitical backdrop. Musk's recent visit to China focused on enabling full self-driving features in Tesla vehicles, aiming to enhance the company's presence in its second-largest market amid strong competition at the Beijing Auto Show. As Tesla navigates through these multifaceted challenges, the overarching strategy and Elon Musk's leadership will be crucial in steering the company through an evolving automotive landscape and broader technological frontiers. Stay tuned for further updates on Tesla's journey through these complex issues. In recent news, TikTok is under increasing scrutiny in the United States, facing potential significant modifications. The U.S. government has issued an ultimatum to TikTok, demanding that the social media giant sever ties with its Chinese parent company, ByteDance, within a year or risk being banned. This directive aligns with broader legislative efforts, evidenced by the Senate's approval of a bill mandating TikTok divest its Chinese ownership within 6 months. Internationally, TikTok is confronting challenges as well. It has temporarily disabled some features in France and Spain following the EU's concerns regarding child safety and user addiction. Additionally, in a move reflecting the gravity of the situation, ByteDance has contemplated withdrawing TikTok from the US market rather than complying with a forced sale, placing the value of its proprietary algorithms above operational continuity in the US. Adding to the complexity, President Joe Biden recently enacted legislation that not only provides substantial aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, but also includes measures that might lead to a ban on TikTok, similar to previous actions taken by India. This has prompted a legal contest, with TikTok resolutely opposing both the ban and the mandatory divestiture. As these events unfold, TikTok's creators and advertisers remain staunchly supportive. Even as the platform's future in the US, with its 170 million users, hangs in the balance. This uncertainty could potentially affect TikTok's global operations, which are valued at more than $100 billion. The ongoing disputes emphasize the critical discussions surrounding data privacy, national security, and the governance of major social media entities. Continue following our coverage for more updates as TikTok navigates through one of its most turbulent times. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Don't forget to catch our next weekly episode on the latest in technology. See you then.